Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, when you're prepping
you're
your
one
meat,
step away.
When you're prepping your meat, pour a bunch of W sauce all over it. Makes it better.
I can't
and
believe
then,
you're the guy.
While you're standing there prepping your meat, you need something in your other hand, and that should be an Owl Inn Lager from New Realm. It's the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics.
Yeah, hooty hoo.
And then the meat that you're using in all of this is from Omaha Steaks.
Yeah.
And go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code SQUID, and get an extra $30 off a site-wide sale of 50% off already. So that's like a lot of money off.
I'm kind of shook. I'm a little bit flabbergasted that you're the hoarder in the family. I feel like every married couple has one that's a keeper and one that's a thrower-awayer. I'm shocked that you're the keeper.
Amy's toxic trait in that is that she goes and just throws everything away. And because of the way I am, she normally throws something away that I need. And then we get in a fight over it.
See, me and Lindsay,
and it's not a big fight because it's like a 50-50 blame thing.
Me and Lindsay go back and forth. Like, some days I just want to put my arm on top of the table and put the trash can on the side and completely clean off the table into the trash can. And other days I'm like, oh, you know, I might need that.
Hey,
and we go back and forth.
You recycle?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You got a bin.
Management. Yeah.
You got a bin.
Yeah.
How's your and I'm going to get to this audio. I know we got to go. Who does the breaking down of boxes?
That's a good question.
Because we've got a place in our upstairs by our stairs.
Yeah.
And it's kind of it's inside of the way. And there'll just be a bunch of boxes stacked up.
This is a point of contention. My wife swears that she is the box breaker downer in our marriage. And I don't know what she's talking about. But every time she goes to the trash can. See, my thing is, if it's small enough to fit in the trash can, I don't break it down. But if it's big, I break it down. But she'll go to the trash can and she'll go, you didn't break down this box. And I'm like, because it's like 4 inches by 4 inches. Like, it fits. I don't need to break that one down. So that would, yeah. So we, okay. Yeah, I don't know. If it's small enough to fit in the can, I just throw it.
Be careful. Broken down boxes can get you in trouble. All right. Georgia didn't play this weekend. Notre Dame did. Notre Dame looked good against Indiana.
Mm.
Whatever your thoughts are about Indiana, I don't care. Notre Dame beat them. That's all that mattered.
Yep.
But apparently the performance got some people, and our friend Emory Hunt from CBS Sports,
friend of the show,
got him a little over his skis.
He was excited
about Notre Dame and their matchup against Georgia.
I'm going to just say the quiet part out loud.
Say,
I don't care if they had Carson Beck. Notre Dame is going to beat Georgia.
Okay,
Notre Dame is great on both sides of the line of scrimmage. They can run the football. They can shut down your passing game. And we saw Beck in that passing game struggle because Georgia's receivers are not the usual suspects at Georgia that we used to see. So this matchup is a bad one for Georgia. I don't care if Gunnar Stockton's out there, Carson Beck, Stetson Bennett with another year of eligibility.
Aaron Murray.
Okay.
Matt Stafford? What about Matt Stafford?
Doesn't matter. Buck Blue, anybody, line them up. They don't have the receivers. They just don't match up well versus Notre Dame. And I like that Notre Dame comes in playing the way they are playing now because they're coming in because Ryan touched on it perfectly. Everyone now is talking about, well, you should have put another SEC team in over Indiana. Notre Dame is sick of hearing all about that. They're going to go down there on a mission and show them why they are who they are.
But man said Buck Blue, bro.
I mean... I know Buck. I don't know why he took a stray, but whatever.
I about lost it when he said Buck Ballou. I came unglued on that one.
Dude.
Yeah, he's feeling good about that.
I like Emory, and I think Emory's a smart guy. Has he watched Georgia play this year?
I'll play the devil's advocate on that.
I think he has because he talked about the passing game. But there's going to be an element to what they bring with Gunnar Stockton starting, especially to get through these playoffs. Also, what's the one constant that we always see when Notre Dame plays a team that's elite up front with elite talent throughout, right? Now, I know they played A&M.
Do you feel like Georgia's elite up front? That's the question you have to ask.
I don't feel like they are offensive line-wise.
Not the way they have been.
But I don't think that Notre Dame's necessarily elite. I think Notre Dame's good defense.
Right.
Defensive front.
I think it's a good matchup.
But elite, I don't know.
My question would be, and this is not because I think you and I get this. You're a Florida guy. I'm a Bama guy. I'm not coming at Georgia because I would be curious to know what Georgia fans feel like, their confidence level heading into not only this matchup but the rest of the college football playoff.
What happened when we talked the same ways about Texas and Georgia playing in Austin?
Yeah.
And I don't know how Riley Leonard can move. All the stuff that he said, and he didn't hit the one thing that I thought he should have hit on, which was Riley Leonard is the type of player that gives Georgia defenses trouble.
Yeah.
Because he's a quarterback that'll run.
These quarterbacks are going to be very similar, I think, this weekend.
I just think when you say those things about a Kirby Smart coach team, you have put both feet in your mouth. And
that's
Kirby might make you chew.
That's tough to do.